Hello, I'm Andrew McInerney, Artistic Director of the Studio de Musique Ancienne de Montréal. It gives me great pleasure to introduce these pre-concert conversations for our 2018 and 2019 season. My name is Andrew McInerney, and I'm the Artistic Director of the Studio de Musique Ancienne de Montréal.
My name is Cynthia Gates. I'm a soprano and chorister who has been singing with the Studio de Musique Ancienne fairly regularly since 1988.
And we're going to be talking about our final concert of the season, which is Five Centuries of Music for 40 Voices. And this is a collaboration with the Elmer Eisler Singers, and they're a group who we've collaborated for sometime in the past. I don't know exactly when it was.
Yes, I'm not sure if they collaborated with SMAM. I certainly have sung with them before with another group. They're a very agreeable group to sing with. Lydia's an excellent conductor, and we have a lot of fun when we sing with them.
So SMAM have done 40 voice concerts before in the past. They did one quite recently with Trinity Wall Street.
That's right.
And then with the Laura Festival Singers. And now we're excited to be doing another one with the Elmer Eisler Singers. And as with previous collaborations, we're going to be doing some pieces with just the SMAM. There'll be some pieces for our guest ensemble. And then we'll be starting and finishing each of the halves with a combined work for 40 voices. Now, you've done lots of singing in 40 voices. Is it fun to sing with 40 voices?
Yes, it is fun. There's a great appeal. Of course, I'm a real choral geek, so I just can't get enough of it. But there's a real appeal to singing works for small ensembles. It's more demanding personally. It's very transparent and very moving, I think, for the audience. But there's a certain power and immediacy with the 40 voice effect that you don't get with a smaller choir. And of course, with such good voices singing strongly in tune, hopefully, the effect is really quite exciting, and I think audiences really enjoy it, and well, singers enjoy it as well, of course.
And of course, there's one thing having a choir of 40 voices singing a piece maybe in four parts, but when you've got these pieces that are in so many parts, the opening piece of the concert is Deo Gratias by Ockeghem, which is actually in 36 parts.
Right, one and a part. Well, it's really a canon, isn't it?
It's a canon, yes.
Yes.
And it's a canon where we're planning to have people stand around the outside of the church. So it'll start in as you're sitting in your seat, behind your left shoulder, you'll hear a soprano start, and then the sound will go all the way around you like a clock until it ends up over your right shoulder with the final bass.
Yep, it's really incredible to sing those kinds of pieces because the harmonies that come out of the canon effect is very surprising and quite exciting to do.
And one of the things that we'll be doing as well, because we'll be doing this collaboration with the Elmer Eisler Singers, who are well known for their performances of Canadian music as well as contemporary music, is we're going to finish the programme with the monumental work by Canadian composer Healy Whillan, which is called Apostrophe to the Heavenly Host. Can you tell us something about this work?
Oh, that's some great work. I sure do like it. A real pillar of the Anglican repertoire. It's quite a difficult piece. It's not done that often, because it is quite hard. It's for two choirs with some very tricky modulations, very hard to sing in tune, and with sort of this little sort of mystical choir singing off somewhere in the gallery, sounding like a little choir of angels or an echo. It's a wonderful piece.
In fact, that's a surprise, is that you have these two choirs on stage, but there is this other choir hiding at the back of the church, and they just... So you'll have to forget you know that after you've heard this recording, so it can be a surprise in the concert. We're also going to be doing, all the concerts going to be about singing, obviously. So we're going to be doing some other great works of polyphony with a singing connection, including Duro Seraphim by Guerrero. And Duro Seraphim is an amazing piece. It's about the two angels. And it starts off with two singers, and they sing, and then a third voice enters, and it goes along in very gentle polyphony until the words, "all the whole earth," at which point it's revealed that actually there are three choirs singing, and it's very loud and very exciting and uplifting.
Well, sort of a similar effect to in the Monteverdi Vespers, isn't it?
Exactly
the same setting of the music in the same way.
Same words, and it's just, so that's going to be a fun one to do. We also will be doing a piece called Musica de Optimi by Lassus, and that's a piece that we've actually recorded recently. It's on our latest Lassus disc, so if you want to get an idea of some of the music, you can go and buy our disc and listen to it in advance.
These are really, really lovely pieces.
So you've taken part in lots of collaborations over the years. Is it interesting as a singer to take part in a collaboration and meet other singers who are from different choirs, from different traditions, from different provinces?
Definitely. It's always interesting. It's fun. It's interesting. It's interesting to work with another conductor. It's interesting to hear how your own choir sounds singing with a different conductor, because, of course, the sound is always completely different. It's always a bit of a challenge trying to get the sounds to mesh when everyone is singing together, because every choir has its own distinctive sound. And especially with choirs in Quebec, the sound is particularly distinctive from choirs outside of Quebec, which are totally Anglophone. So it's always kind of fun seeing how the two choirs are worked together.
Is it competitive?
Sometimes, yes, it is. Well, you can't have tenor singing without competition. But, you know, the other sections as well, everyone always wants to see, oh boy, can their soprano sing as well as we can sing, you know, or are they better than us? And, of course, everybody wants to show off. But no, in general, people are well-behaved.
Because it's certainly, it's always a great pleasure when I get to conduct another choir, and it's very interesting. But I think when there are visitors, people tend to be a little bit better behaved and wanting to do their best and improve themselves.
That's probably true.
It's also, of course, you want to make sure that your choir is the best. So.
Yes, that's right.
Pay a little bit more attention in rehearsals. So, yeah, mm-hmm. But it's also it's tremendous fun. And it's the great thing about music is it is a universal language. In this case, it's a choir collaboration from Ontario. So, you know, they're still Canadian.
Yep.
But actually, we could do the same with a choir from anywhere in the world and not necessarily one that spoke English or French.
No, because, that's quite right.
Because the music
is
universal.
That's right. And I think the audience also enjoys seeing, we'll say SMAM in this context, seeing SMAM up on the stage with other folks, sort of seeing, oh, look, other people do that too, and look, they're doing it together, and it's sort of nice to see them singing with different people in a different configuration.
And actually, that's another point. When you have a 40-voice concert, of course, it's a oral feast, for the ears, but it's also a spectacle because it's a lot of people. And as we've mentioned already with sometimes the choirs will be displaced around the audience, so the audience is at the middle of the sound, but also in the Healy Willen, where there will be two choirs on stage, there'll be another surprise choir hidden away. You can do things with the space when you have that many singers that you can utilise every little corner of the church.
Yes, it's very interesting. And even just having all 40 up there sort of wailing away, which is always just plenty of fun and sounds great.